Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely by my mom, Carla Diadesi. Then her mother quoted Abraham Lincoln, "Our government is of the people, by the people, for the people." Julia's mommy explained that this means we the people determine the kind of government we have by our vote. We are just as responsible as our leader for the decisions made in our country. Julia thought about wise President Lincoln. Her mother reminded Julia that some countries do not allow their people to vote. "When can I vote?" asked Julia. "You can vote when you're 18," replied her mom.
Vote, a public service message brought to you by the Freedom Station, WFYL, working for your liberty.
This is Your Family Matters with Carla Diadesi, 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Hope that you're streaming in worldwide. Thank you for joining us today. Happy Mother's Day. My best friend sent this to me. This is a job description of those of us who are moms. Job description: long term, team players needed, challenging permanent work in an often chaotic environment. Candidates must possess excellent communication and organization skills and be willing to work variable hours, which will include evenings and weekends and frequent 24-hour shifts on call. Some overnight travel required, including trips to primitive camping sites on rainy weekends. Travel expenses not reimbursed. Extensive courier duties also required. This will be required for the rest of your life. You must be willing to be hated, at least temporarily, until someone needs $5, but be willing to bite your tongue repeatedly. I giggled when she sent this to me. I thought it was very funny, and certainly I like the benefits, which say no health or dental insurance, no pension, no tuition reimbursement, no paid holidays or stock options, but you have free hugs for life if you play your cards right. And I think that every mother out there will agree with me that all of the hugs are priceless, invaluable, and worth all of the work that we put into our children, the gifts that God gave to us. When I was praying and studying, the Lord laid on my heart Jochebed. Two moms, actually, Jochebed and also Hannah. I want to share these powerful moms with you and their life and their story. Jochebed was the mother to Moses for 3 years. Let me recap her story for you, those of you listening that may not know her story. She was living in Egypt during the time that the Egyptians said, "We want to kill all of the male children." They thought that the Hebrews were getting too numerous and plentiful. So Jochebed had her son at this time, and she separated herself from him. We know that she made him a basket that she placed in the Nile River, and she trusted that God was going to protect her child. And indeed, God did. God had the princess come and find that child. And then we all know the story that Miriam, who was Jochebed's first child and daughter, ran to the princess and said, "Please, I have a nurse that can nurse this child for you." And this was God's way, I believe, of giving Jochebed her child back for 3 years. And none of us know as mothers how long we are going to be given our children and spend time with them. And that's why I love thinking about Jochebed. I think that every day she was pouring into her son stories of God's providence and God's faithfulness. And she was probably teaching him nursery rhymes and songs, knowing that her time was coming to a close, that the princess, the Egyptian princess, was going to come to her and say, "I would like my child back now after he was weaned." And look at how God blessed Jochebed. You know, the Bible really doesn't tell us this, but I believe that in part, you know, Moses remembered who he was and remembered his people because of those early years when he was being trained by his mother. Because we know that he then went to live in the Pharaoh's house, and now he was learning what they considered to be the best education of the time, which was, you know, he was raised as the Pharaoh's son. He was raised as royalty. He had the best education ever, but of course he was learning about the sun god and the moon god, and we worship the Nile River, and we worship, you know, water and fire. And that is not what we believe, our Judeo-Christian background. And so again, just looking at this woman who poured into her son, she only had him for 3 years. You know, Jochebed, some things that I learned from her when I was studying her life, she really trusted God that he would be faithful. And it makes me look and just think at my own life. Am I trusting God with my children and with my mothering? Or is it easy to just trust myself and try to control, you know, the tennis lessons and the piano and control what they're doing and what they're saying? Or am I truly just giving that up to God, knowing that he loves them way more than I ever could? Hannah was another mom that was brought to my attention. You know, again, if you don't know this story in the Old Testament, she was a woman that desperately wanted a child, and she was watching everyone around her be blessed with children. And during this time, you know, people looked at women who were barren or not able to have children as they were being cursed by God. And so this was really something that was humiliating to her. You know, she was shamed that she was not able to bear children. And of course, we do not believe that today, but this is the culture that she was living in. And one day she was at the temple and she was praying so aggressively that, you know, the priest actually thought that she was drunk. And she said, "No, I'm not. I want a child so desperately." And God indeed did hear her prayers, and he did give her a son, and her son's name was Samuel. But we know that she promised her firstborn son, her best, to God. And so when he was about 2 years old, she brought her child back to Eli, who was the priest at the time, and she gave her son to God. And really, all of our children are God's. You know, but she actually was giving him to work in his service. He was not going to be living with her anymore. She was perhaps sacrificing for the greater good. But she had made that promise to God, and she remembered it, and she happily gave Samuel to his service full time. And what a remarkable leader Samuel was. We know that he was the leader that anointed King David and King Saul. So God blessed Hannah for honoring her pledge to him. And then he did indeed give her 3 more sons and 2 daughters. So again, let's just try to look to Hannah and Jochebed as the kind of moms that we want to have. We want to persevere in our prayers, and we want to look to God as the one who is faithful. You know, I look at these years that are going by so quickly. I have 3 little girls, and I know that in 5 years, when I think about my 13-year-old, she's going to be 18. My 11-year-old is going to be 16. My precious 8-year-old is going to be 13. How quickly they are going to be out from my influence. And I want to mother every day with purpose. I want to mother every day with clarity and intention. I want to raise my children to be kingdom-minded, children who are going to be strong and have strength in this world. They're going to be a light for God wherever they go. This does not just happen, moms. It takes a lot of hard work and a lot of time. But again, these are gifts that were given to us by God, and we should be protecting and enjoying and loving these gifts. And I don't want to miss out on this. This is my only chance to mother. So as I often say, I'm pursuing my PhD in motherhood. You know, I want to be 100% called to this. I am 100% called to be a mom. I want to walk faithfully and fully towards this calling. And when I do that, I know that I can sleep well at night. I am not going to do things perfectly, but if I give it my best, I know that my children and my family will be blessed. So consider those thoughts, and you have a blessed Mother's Day. Thank you for listening to Your Family Matters with Carla Dedesi.
Shining forth, we are the Freedom Station, WFYL. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living.
Welcome back. Your Family Matters with Carla Dedesi here at 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Thank you for joining us. This is Your Family Matters with Carla Dedesi on 1180 AM WFYL, working for your liberty. This morning, we have a dynamic woman in the studio with us, Sherry DeWalt. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
She is a mommy of two children who are really growing fast, I know. And she also is a pro bono lawyer. She also is the chairperson of a wonderful charity called Chariots for Hope, which has orphanages in Kenya, Africa. And she is here to share about her ministry with them. Can you tell us a little bit about Chariots for Hope, Sherry?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Chariots for Hope was founded 5 years ago. We're operated out of Fort Washington in Pennsylvania, and we operate 10 children's homes throughout Kenya. Two of them serve babies, anything from birth to 5 years old, and then the rest of them serve children. And we actually care for the children. Really, it's like a family. And so even once they're adults and launched out into the community, it's really still home, and they come back and visit. The staff is really their family and the other children. We provide these services for children who do not have family or other members of the community who can support them. And we provide all of the essentials. Obviously, 3 meals a day, they go to school, they sleep on a bed, and they learn about the love of Christ. And really amazingly, we've found that providing these essentials provides them so much more. These are truly happy, vibrant, wonderful kids. They laugh, they dance, they sing, they love, they share with each other, and they really dream for their future. So that's really what it is. It's providing them that hope and that family.
And you're really providing future leaders, we pray, for Africa, too.
Yes.
And I know that this is a Christian organization, so you're doing this all to share the love of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Wonderful. Why are you so passionate about this particular work? Because I know that you wear many different hats, but this is really where your passion lies.
It really is. We live in a world of such glaring contrasts and tremendous social injustices. Half of the people in the world live in poverty on less than $2.50 a day, and 1 billion children in the world live in poverty. Life in Kenya is difficult for a variety of reasons, the lack of food and clean water. Many of the water sources are contaminated. This leads to typhoid and other waterborne diseases and sicknesses. And actually, waterborne illnesses cause more death than anything in the world. So kids are dying from things that are preventable,
right?
Not only the waterborne illnesses, but pneumonia, hunger, malaria. And that just should not be so. Every child deserves to be fed. Every
right.
child deserves clean water. I really do believe that this is a defining moral issue of our generation. I think that too often we can, because it's so overwhelming, we can treat it as almost a benign issue or a fact of life, but it's really not. In contrast to Kenya, we live in America where we have the most advanced, sophisticated, well-developed economy. 2/3 of the economy is driven by consumer spending. So we have the resources. Most people I know have the heart. Everyone wants to help, but I think that often people don't know how to help.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a super tangible, real way for people to help, you know, one child at a time and really make a difference.
You know, I'm excited because many of my friends have actually gone with Chariots for Hope on a summer's missions trip, and they have brought their whole family. Mm-hmm. We talk about family a lot and how we can get our families mm-hmm. involved with ministries. And one of the reasons that I adore Chariots for Hope so much is because it is so tangible, as you discussed. Can you tell a little bit about, I know that your family has gone and done Daily Vacation Bible School at some of these orphanages, right?
Yes.
So exciting.
Yeah, and really, I see that as really the dual mission here. Obviously, taking care of these orphans and children is key. I mean, the Lord, his heart is for them. But he loves and cares for us here in America, and he has a work for us, and he has a heart and a plan for us that we can share with people. You know, the Lord owns all the cattle on the hills. He can provide for the children instantly, however he chooses. But the fact that he wants to engage us as individuals, our children, and just spread this message, mm-hmm. you know, I really do see that, and we're learning to see it even more as we grow and progress in our ministry. But as just as important a part of our ministry is caring for the children is engaging, you know, our families and just our friends and our neighbors, being that voice for these kids, being the advocate. And by going on the trips, because we're young and small mm-hmm. And are still growing, we have the ability to take people over and to give them that experience. Mm-hmm. And it really is life-changing. And not only are we hoping to raise up leaders in Kenya from the children of the homes, but we hope that our own children mm-hmm. will become these leaders and that these issues will just be indelible in their hearts and minds. And you know what, Carr? We can do things about this. I think it's easy to feel overwhelmed, but, you know, we come from a great heritage of women, men and women of faith who have changed the world. Mm-hmm. You know, the slave trade was ended because mm-hmm. of the advocacy of people. Mm-hmm. You know,
William Wilberforce, Christians.
Yes, yes. And this is our mantle now to take upon us and not to be overwhelmed. And I think that in this day and age, with the internet, with transportation, with so many things, now more than ever, we can make a difference.
I think about Jesus Christ, who made a difference with only 12 disciples. Mm. Mm-hmm. Who transformed the whole entire world. So just let that be an encouragement to you. God has such a huge plan for Chariots of Hope, for hope. And you are planting seeds in children's hearts in Africa and here in the United States, just as you shared with us. These kids in the United States, you know, are eventually, when we're old, which is coming a little sooner than later, you know, they are going to be taking up the mantle or the torch for us. And I just think that, again, this is just a marvelous way to get them involved. Can you tell us a little bit about child sponsorship?
Yeah, this is our model. We work with people in a variety of different ways. We work with many different partners, everything from individuals, churches, and other nonprofits to sponsor and come alongside of us to sponsor and work with these homes. But a big part of our strategy is to pair up an individual sponsor for each child.
Okay.
There was an article in Christianity Today a couple of years ago now, but it was by an economist, actually a developmental economist, Bruce Wydick. And the title is, "Want to Change the World? Sponsor a Child."
Awesome.
Yeah, it's super fascinating because he said that, you know, his cocktail party line when people would say, which they actually do say to economists, is, "What can an ordinary person like me do to help the poor?" And he would always say, "Sponsor a child," because of his experience with that. But then he took it a step further and he actually had some interns research it and say, "Is this really true? Does it make a difference?" And they actually found out that there was significant educational improvements the children that had been sponsors. It was extremely large and statistically significant impact on the educational outcomes for sponsored children. And then he even went a step further and said, why is this so? You know, because it's not just the fact that they had these opportunities. The answer lies in the hope that it gives to those children. And this is fascinating to me. They took a bunch of kids, you know, sponsored and unsponsored, and said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And their responses weren't all that different. But when they took the next question and said, what do you realistically expect to be when you grow up? The kids that were sponsored had significantly different answers because they believed that there was a future for them. And I actually saw this in a very real way last summer, or the summer before, excuse me, when I was there with my daughter, the little girl that we sponsor, Monica. She happened to be in our presence when we were talking to a gal who had grown up in the home, and now she's an accountant at the home. So it was super exciting, and, you know, we're so proud of that and talking about that. But then a little while later, we said to Monica, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she said, I want to be an accountant. And I just thought that was so beautiful. It just showed so directly the
yes,
model.
The modeling. Perfect. You're doing such a good job. I'm so thankful to hear that the Lord is just blessing. You know, we all want to put our time, our energy, and our money into something that is producing fruit. And that's what's happening with Chariots. So make sure that I understand you. How many orphanages do you have in Africa? And then your hope is that corporations or even individual families or churches can sponsor whole orphanages, but also at the same time, you're not leaving me out as the individual. I can sponsor a child or two or three if I wish. Is that how this works?
Yeah. Actually, right now we have 10 children's homes that are under our network, serving over 1,000 children.
Are they all in Kenya?
They're all in Kenya. Yeah. And there's a variety of ways that people can sponsor a children's home. And right now we do have a need. We have an entire home that does not have a partner. So there's like 140 children that need individual sponsors. So that can happen in a variety of ways. And individuals can go onto our website, which is www.chariotsforhope.org, and sponsor a child there. Or if there's groups of friends or a church, often we see a church community will sponsor an entire home. That's a beautiful thing when you gather with, you know, friends and family or your church community and you all sponsor children at the same home. Then it's wonderful because then you can work together, a core group of leadership, to provide for the needs, not just of those sponsored children, but for the home. We've had, you know, 2 boreholes put in different homes this year, a ton of renovations. There's so many needs at the homes in addition to the day-to-day costs of running the home. So that's a terrific way to do it. And that just creates that community that we talked about that's just as important here, people working together to help in addressing these needs.
Let's look at the homes in Kenya. Do they have house moms and dads? How are they set up?
Yes, they do. Each home has a manager, and usually there's an assistant manager, and then the staff also includes a cook, a guard, and dorm mothers. We also, it's really important to us that the emotional and spiritual needs of the children are met. And so each home also has a chaplain. They'll work with members of the community in Kenya to also provide for the needs of the children. And we also focus on doing counseling with the kids and, you know, having social workers so that they can talk about, overwhelmingly, our children have suffered trauma and that's why they're in the home. Mm-hmm. So, and often those things aren't addressed. And so it's really important that the kids get to talk about it and process that. And
have you read the book When Helping Hurts? And it talks about wealthy Americans going over and throwing around a lot of money and not really getting the community involved. How it sounds like you are getting the community involved, also the Kenyans involved with these orphanages. And I believe that that also shows statistically the longevity and the success of these ministries in other countries.
Yes, yes, thank you. I have read that fabulous book, and the point being made that it's true. There's closets full of sewing machines. There's buildings, you know, made in America all over Kenya. The last thing that they need is just people to throw money there and then walk away. And then they also don't need people to give money and then dictate absolutely everything. So we work really hand in hand. It's a core part of our values to work with the Kenyans in meeting these needs, and so that there's really that ownership interest in the staff and in the local community. And also just our ultimate goal is that the homes would be self-sustaining, that we're a ministry that in some ways wants to go out of business, at least in terms of running children's homes. At the homes where we have 2 homes that we have tilapia farms, we're doing chicken coops, goat projects and things like that, just so that they can be a little bit more sustainable.
Are people also able to sponsor these chicken coops and these goats?
Yes, yes, that's also a great need, and there's always a need for that. There's, you know, kind of unlimited needs, but that's definitely one that's really hands-on and that people love to be involved with, and there's a great need for.
Do you partner with other organizations in Africa, like for the clean water, for...
We do, and we are even trying to grow those networks and make even better use. You know, you don't need, like, everyone kind of reinventing the wheel and whatnot. Several of our partners actually are nonprofits that formed into a nonprofit for the specific purpose of partnering and sponsoring a home. But you actually don't have to do that. I mean, you can do it much more informally and just like sponsoring the children. But no, that's not exactly what you're talking about. But yeah, we do. We try to find the other ministries.
But I love that you have flexibility. It sounds like if I called you or got in touch with you today, you would find a way to plug me in.
Yes. Yes, we absolutely would. And if I could just give our phone number so that if there's someone out there that wants to help, we need and we welcome your help. The number is 267-815-1067. And, of course, you can also contact us through the website, www.chariotsforhope.org.
And we hope that you are listening locally to WFYL 1180, Your Family Matters with Carla Dedesi. But remember that you can also stream in around the world. And for those of us who are listening locally, if this is connected with Charlton Baptist Church, yes, so they could walk in there and talk to someone about how they can get involved as well, because sometimes that's easy thing to do as well.
Yes, our office is actually on the property of Chelton Church in Dresher. We are an independent 501c3, but Chelton has been a tremendous partner to us, and the ministry in many ways was birthed out of Chelton's initial experience kind of partnering more informally with one of the homes. And then when there was a need for more homes to be opened, this nonprofit, Chariots for Hope, was formed so that we could partner other churches in a like manner. And not just churches, of course. I mentioned that we have a lot of nonprofits, individuals, businesses. We welcome everybody's input and help.
But I know that Chelton's been a real great, wonderful driving force for this.
Absolutely.
Which has really been used by God. So let's say that I'm a mommy that doesn't want to get all of the shots and go to Africa and risk getting malaria, which is all really exciting stuff. And, of course, I'm playing devil's advocate because I would go in a second with my family. But what can we do here at home?
Well, I do think that child sponsorship is terrific, and especially for mothers with children. It's something that at a young age, they'll receive the letters from the child that they sponsor. They can send a letter. They can send small items in the mail. And just building that relationship and knowing the needs of that individual child, then they can be praying for that child. So that's huge. We also have a fundraising banquet every May, and so we're always looking for extra hands and help with that. And
can you tell us about that? Is that coming up May 30th?
Yes, yes, May 30th, and that will be held at Chelton Church. It'll be 6:30 to 9 o'clock, and it's called Every Child Deserves a Name. And we're actually featuring a story of a young man. His name now is Michael Dernley, but he was abandoned by the roadside. He was a disabled child at a young age, and so when he was rescued and brought to the home, he couldn't speak and couldn't communicate his name, so he was given the name Michael, and then his last name was named after his sponsor. And he's just the most beautiful, loving child, and in many ways, he just represents who we are. Everyone that visits there falls in love with him, and it's just an amazing thing. And you can just see the love of all of the children and how they treat him and take care of him. Mm-hmm. And
on this show, we're always talking about God loves the family and how do we make this family stronger, and that all of our families do not look alike, and that God is a father to the fatherless. And this precious little boy of whom you're speaking, what was his name?
Michael Dernley.
Michael Dernley. You know, he was trash to his mom and dad, or maybe, you know, mom and dad weren't even alive, but God watches over him and is guiding him and protects him and really uses everyone at Chariots for Hope to come around him and be his angels and the hands and the feet of God. And I'm sure you have a million stories like his story that you could share with us. And if we are able to come May 30th to your event, we'll hear stories like this and we'll learn how we can get tapped in.
Yes.
You also do celebration boxes. Is that something that I can invite you to my church to talk to my women's ministry or women's Bible studies?
Yes, that would be amazing. We've been raising money through the celebration boxes for several years now. A few years ago, we learned around Christmas time that through the Advent Conspiracy Project, which is another fabulous ministry, that we spend $450 billion each Christmas season on gifts. And with only $10
wow.
billion, dollars, I know, it's a lot. My family.
No, I know, I'm like, you know. Cat got my tongue there.
No, I know. And only $10 billion, which is just a mere fraction out of the amount, we could solve this whole issue of clean water for the world. And I was really just shocked by that. If the number had been the same, if we spent the same on Christmas presents as could solve this whole issue of clean water, that would be shocking enough. But the fact that it's a mere fraction, it actually provided a lot of hope. And I started to think, and how can we redirect some of the money that we're already spending to help the poor?
I will tell you that my family is totally into purchasing gifts like through Celebration Box for birthdays, for Christmas, or books. There's so many organizations out there now that it's the purpose is really twofold. I'm able to give Christmas gifts to all three of my little girls, all of my nieces and nephews, and then the money from the celebration box goes to Chariots for Hope. I mean, it's really like two gifts in one.
Right, because they do receive giving. A gift. They get it's beautifully packaged, either a piece of jewelry or just a small little gift that comes with a card that explains that a gift's been made in their honor. And the thing that's great about it is that the person does receive something and get to open it. So they do feel that they've received the gift, but they know that the most important and the real value of the gift comes from the help that's given. But yeah, I love it. I think a lot of ministries are moving in this direction with Heifer International and so many. And I think it's brilliant. And I think the more that we can buy into this and support these ministries, mm-hmm. the better. Mm-hmm. This is how we're going to change the world. This is mm-hmm. how we're going to stop, getting out of our consumer-driven culture and just being able to help the poor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being with us here today on Your Family Matters with Carla Dedessi. Is there anything else that you want to share with us? I think we addressed everything.
No, I'd love to just read a verse, Proverbs 24:11-12. Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering towards slaughter. If you say, but we knew nothing about this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay each person according to what he has done? And then in Hebrews, it tells us in chapter 10, verse 24, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. And I guess that's the bottom line. I think that everyone does have a heart for these issues. I don't think there's anyone who doesn't care about these precious children. But let us be the advocates, creating opportunities and encouraging our friends and neighbors to also get involved.
Sherry, thank you for joining us today and giving us hope, bringing us hope with Chariots for Hope. And this Mother's Day, let's all strive to be mommies like Sherry, who are modeling for our children the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us. We need to go to a quick commercial break, and we will be back right after this message.
Do you know how this country got started? Just how well do you know your history? Do you get your history by watching movies? For a more in-depth look,
tune in Saturday morning from 9 until 10 to H2O on AM 1180 WFYL.
And remember, a nation that forgets its past is doomed to repeat it.
Who said that anyway?
This is Your Family Matters with Carla Dedessi on 1180 AM WFYL. We are so thankful to have Peggy Lyon joining us in studio today. Good morning, Peggy. How are you?
Hi, Carla. I'm fine. Thanks.
I loved working on Bethany Christian Services board with you quite a few years ago, and I'm thrilled to have you talking today, working with you again today on their behalf.
Oh, that's so nice.
So share with me, you founded and started the Home for Every Child Walk and 5K run for Bethany Christian Services, which is happening this June. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. Well, Carla, this is a wonderful event for everyone who wants to support Bethany's work in helping vulnerable children and families. Bethany Christian Services is a global organization. They are working in 20 countries around the world, and our local branch has been in operation for over 30 years, and it's located on Old York Road in Elkins Park, right outside Philadelphia. And we just wanted to come up with something that could help them to serve the children and families. And Bethany has a number of different programs. They provide adoption services for children in need of families, both in the United States and internationally. They provide pregnancy counseling. They work with a number of the surrounding counties to provide foster care. And they have an experienced trauma-informed post-adoption counseling team who helps support adoptive families. And a new program that they have is Safe Families for Children that provides temporary housing care to parents who need short-term help in caring for their children. This program has really been a blessing to so many families, as it can literally keep a child out of foster care.
Yes.
By helping care for the children of families in crisis.
Yes.
When someone has no other place to go, these safe families, children, for children, families that provide this support, it's really a lifesaver.
It's such an awesome ministry that families can get involved with. And here on this show, we're always trying to nudge families closer to Jesus Christ. And we're also talking to families about the ministries with which they're involved. And I know that your work with Bethany has brought you into contact with a lot of foster families, a lot of adoptive families, and even a lot of these safe families. What did you call it exactly? The safe.
It's Safe Families for Children.
Yes. And I know that that's a new program with Bethany, and it's one that I think has really been blessed by God.
Well, you know, the people of Bethany, their mission is, they say, they want to demonstrate the love and compassion of Jesus Christ,
yes,
by protecting and enhancing the lives of children and families around the world. And really, every program they have has as its core,
yes,
the goal to provide a safe and loving environment for children and to strengthen families.
Yes, they do not get distracted from their focus.
Nope.
So let's talk about this wonderful walk. We'll be praying that you have a bright, sunny day.
Oh, great. Well, now, so far we've had three great That's
a miracle in itself, right?
Yes.
The 3 years in a row. Excellent. Now tell me, about how many families or people do you get out to this event?
Oh, well, you know, it's grown every year. Last year, we had close to 300 people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
And are they coming from Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey?
Well, mostly it's Pennsylvania,
okay,
although there's a few that have come up from Delaware.
Okay.
In fact, there's a... our sister sort of location, there's going to be another walk over in Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
Wow, and this was birthed from your run?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. So it's prolific now.
Yes.
Awesome.
I think there's a number of offices all over the country that are starting to have runs. They might all not be on the same date.
Right.
But they're doing that as well.
I think it's a great way to get Bethany's mission out there in a very fun way. Where are you having the run this year?
Well, we are going to be at the Fort Washington State Park, and the park is beautiful. So I'll back up a little bit. It's Saturday, June 7th,
okay,
at Fort Washington.
We will save that date.
That's
Saturday,
right.
June 7th in the morning, I assume.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The start time depends on whether you want to walk or run.
Okay.
So the run is first, and that starts at 8:30. And the race is chip-timed on a certified course, so all the runners out there that really like to know their time,
yes,
it's great for that. And once the runners are finished, then we have an award ceremony. And then the walk starts after that, and everyone's able to walk around the park and enjoy the beautiful surroundings. It's a lovely family atmosphere.
Are you allowed to share with us what the big award is, or is that a surprise?
Oh, yes. Well, the runners... get medals, but the whole purpose, of course, is fundraising.
Of course.
So we want people to register and then get sponsors, and then the individual prize for the person who raises the most money in sponsorships are four tickets to a Philadelphia Phillies game with a parking pass.
Wow, the parking pass is almost more valuable than the tickets to the Phillies, as far as I'm concerned.
I know. But the event itself, I mean, the park is beautiful. We have snow cones, cotton candy, face painting for the children, and what's wonderful, Chick-fil-A in Cheltenham is one of our fantastic sponsors. They come, they give out a free Chick-fil-A sandwich to each participant, and we have snacks of fruit and pretzels for runners and walkers, and, of course, lots of water. And everyone who registers before May 15th gets a T-shirt.
Wonderful. This is really a great family event.
Yeah.
And I see something about bird watching.
Yes. Well, the Fort Washington State Park has a really cool bird watching tower, and it's sort of like a deck, two-tiered deck, and it's right around the corner from where we are going to be. And if you go up there, they have all kinds of educational signs about the different types of birds and hawks and eagles and things that have been spotted there. So it would be really cool.
That's great. For my children would love to bird watch. Mm-hmm. We do that as a family. That's a great, it sounds like you've thought of everything, a beautiful place, plenty of parking, fabulous day.
Yes.
For a fabulous organization. So when we are considering registering, we will go to the Bethany website?
Yes.
Okay. And
the website that we have is www.BethanyTriStateWalkRun.org.
Okay.
So I know that's kind of a mouthful, but it's maybe I should... Should I spell it?
Well, if we went to BethanyChristianServices.com, would there be a link there?
I don't know.
Or are you on Facebook or Twitter or anything?
We are on Facebook.
Okay,
yes.
Because that's a real easy way for all of our listeners to...
Well, if they search for Bethany Tri-State,
yes,
Walk, Run, they'll get it. And it's, but it's all one word, BethanyTriStateWalkRun.org. And then there's also an email for Bethany Philly Events at Bethany.org.
Do you have a lot of youth groups that are registering with you? That's a great way to get a lot of people
we
out.
We have in the past. Chelton Baptist has been a great youth group that
they do have. They have a wonderful, big, huge youth group. Great children.
Yes. And of course, we can also call Bethany. Their phone number is 215-376-6200.
Okay.
If you want to find out more about their programs or find out more about the walk.
Okay. Awesome.
But the nice thing, if you register by May 15th, you get the T-shirt. And there's also a way that you can send out a link to your friends and family so they can know that you are doing the walk or run and sign up to
sponsor. Is there a rain date for this?
You know, we don't have a rain date.
Okay. Okay, well, then we just need to pray very hard that it is going to be brilliantly sunny. And clearly you've been doing that because for 3 years you've had beautiful days. So we won't even worry about that. God is good all of the time.
That's right.
Is there anything else that you think is important that you want to say before?
Well, there is one thing. Just reminder again that the race is Saturday, June 7th at Fort Washington State Park. The race starts at 8:30 and the walk starts at 10. The event ends at noon. The best entrance to the park is the Joshua Road entrance.
Okay.
And then we would love it if you would register in advance, but we do accept registration the day of the event, and registration for the run starts at 7:45 a.m. So if you want to get there on the day of, there you go.
And again, I think this is a wonderful way to introduce families as a whole to fundraising. I know that we have a lot of friends that do runs and fundraisers, and they'll do it with their 8, 9, 10-year-olds. We'll go out and run these 5Ks with them or walk them. So
that's true. And I know there have been families that as a family, they've kind of developed a from couch to 5K mission. And they all get out there together and run, and it's really been great. And a lot of times the families that run stick around and walk a little bit, too. So it's great.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. God bless you.
Oh, thank you, Carla.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye.
This is Carla Dedesi with Your Family Matters. Peggy Lyons was joining us from Bethany Christian Services. They are having Home for Every Child Walk and 5K Run Saturday, June 7th at 8:30. Please find them on Facebook or online to register. Thank you for joining us today. Your Family Matters with Carla Dedesi. WFYL 1180, streaming live for free worldwide.
Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely by My Mom, Carla Diadesi. Then her mother quoted Abraham Lincoln, "Our government is of the people, by the people, for the people." Julia's mommy explained that this means we the people determine the kind of government we have by our vote. We are just as responsible as our leader for the decisions made in our country. Julia thought about wise President Lincoln. Her mother reminded Julia that some countries do not allow their people to vote. "When can I vote?" asked Julia. "You can vote when you're 18, replied her mom.
Vote, a public service message brought to you by the Freedom Station, WFYL, working for your liberty.